Well, it's good to see you all again.
很高兴看到大家。
And it's good to worship God and to learn from His Word.
也是很高兴我们能够用中文来敬拜神，让我们可以学习中文。
Let's pray. Dear God, please help us to understand Your Word and to obey it. Amen.
主啊，谢谢，求你帮助我们，让我们能够明白你的话语，成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。Amen.
It is a surprising thing that Christians are often despised and slandered as evildoers.
事实上，这是让人家觉得很惊讶的。基督徒不管在哪个年代，常常被敌视，而且被毁谤。
A few years ago, a friend of mine was at a street party, and he was talking to a man.
在有一年中呢，在一个街上的一个庆典，那我一个朋友就在跟一个人谈话。
They were having a good time.
他们谈得非常好。
Then the man asked my friend what he does for a job.
结果呢，这个人就问我说，你是在做什么样的工作呢？
And my friend said, I'm a Christian and I'm a preacher of the gospel.
我的朋友就回答说，我是一个基督徒，事实上，我是教会的牧师。
The man stopped, turned around and walked away.
这个人听到以后呢，他就转身就走。
That's it. When he said he was a preacher, the man left.
这就是这样子。当他说我是一个牧师，他就掉头就走。
Like the preacher was a terrible man.
就好像说一个牧师他是一个很可怕的人一样。
They live in the same street. They've never talked again.
他们住在同一条街上，但是从此以后呢，他们再也不讲话了。
Some people look at Christians and think evil.
有一些人，他们看到基督徒认为说他们是邪恶的。
In the media today, Bible-believing Christians who believe that Jesus is the Son of God, who died for our sins, who was raised from the dead, and is the only way to God, we are labeled as what they call in Australia fundamentalist.
在一般的媒体呢，如果对一个相信圣经的一些宣教士呢？他认为说耶稣就是神的儿子，他为我们被为我们的罪被钉死在十字架，那他们就认为说这个人他就是一个基要主义者。
And the word fundamentalist is used like a religious insult and it needs no further explanation.
当你被人家称呼为基要主义者，这个名词的代名词呢，就好像说这个是一个很不好的人所以呢，不管你怎么解释都没有用的。
It's like calling someone a child abuser or a fascist.
就好像你称呼一个人他是一个虐待小孩的人或是他是一个法西斯主义者。
You believe the Bible? Fundamentalist, go away.
如果说你相信圣经，你是一个基要主义者的话，那你就走开吧，我不想理你。
If we promote sexual abstinence until marriage, we're ignored as sexually repressed and old-fashioned.
如果说我们提倡说在婚前不可以有性关系那我们就会被人家认为说你只是造成人家的性压抑你是一个老古板。
If we express a biblical position on homosexuality, we are labeled as homophobic.
如果说我们用圣经的立场来说明我们对同性恋者的态度，那我们就会被认为说我们是在迫害同性恋者的人权。
If we protest at the slaughter of unborn children through abortion, we are charged with abusing women by restricting their rights.
如果说我们抗议一些人他做一些不该有的堕胎，那我们就变成说被指责说你们是在侵犯到一些妇女她的权利。
It's difficult sometimes being a Christian today.
事实上，有时候变成一个基督徒呢，他也会面对一些困难。
But did you know that Christians in the first century, when the church started, were called evildoers as well?
但是你们要了解，当第四纪，当基督教开始的时候呢，基督徒往往被视为一个邪恶的者。
Let me tell you three reasons why.
让我来告诉你为什么会有这样的情形呢？
They abstained from fleshly desires. They didn't give in to sin.
因为呢。他们接受耶稣基督的教导，他们克制自己肉体的情欲，他们不愿意随波逐流。
See, the people in the towns would go to the festivals, they would drink too much, they would sleep with the prostitutes, and the Christians would not go with them, so everyone called the Christians evil. It's crazy.
因为当代的人呢，他们拜偶像，而且在街上呢，有时候有些庆典，那他们就在那边喝酒，甚至于在庙里头可以嫖妓。但基督徒呢，他不愿意这样做，所以呢，他们认为说他们是不合情的，他们是邪恶的。
So you live a good life and you get called evil.
这个实在是很可笑。当你想要好好的过好神所要你的生活，结果竟然被人家认为是邪恶者。
Secondly.They were accused of some crimes, practicing murder, incest, and cannibalism.
还有第二个呢，在当时的基督徒呢，他们呢常常被定一个罪名，说他们谋害人命，而且呢他是乱伦的，而且呢，他竟然是吃人肉，喝人血。
That's because the people didn't understand what was happening in the church meetings.
因为呢会有这种情形发生呢，是因为他们对教会的情形产生一个误解。
Because when the Christians came together to have their meals, they would say we had love feasts.
就像基督徒呢，他们一块在那边聚会的时候，那他们可能一块来用餐，我们说这是爱宴。
We called each other's brothers and sisters, and they thought incest was happening.
那我们呢我们以弟兄姐妹来称呼，他们就认为说，这个真正的弟兄姐妹，结果还是夫妻，好像一种乱伦。
We talked about eating the body. Remember, eating the body, drinking the blood, and they thought we ate people.
当我们等一下要进行主餐的时候呢，我们会讲说，主耶稣他说这是我的身体这是我的血和你所立的约。他们以为说真的是吃人的肉，吃喝人的血。
Christians were accused of atheism because they did not worship all the stone gods.
甚至于呢，当时的基督徒呢。竟然被称为是无神论者，因为呢，他不像当代的人呢，他们拜一大堆的偶像，一些他们所谓的神。
And thirdly, they were accused of disturbing the peace and the good order of the emperor.
还有第三点呢，他们在当时呢，也常常被指责造成当时的动乱。
The Roman historian Tacitus said they were hated because of their vices.
在当时罗马有一个历史学家他竟然说这些人呢他们被憎恨是因为说他们做一些恶意的行为。
Suetonius says they are a class of people animated by a novel and dangerous superstition.
还有一个历史学家呢他说基督徒呢他们就是为了一个好像一种传说一种迷信所做的一些组合做了一些行动。
So in the first century, Christians were called evildoers. In the 21st century, Christians are called evildoers.
所以呢，从第一世纪基督教刚开始的时候呢，基督徒就被称为邪恶的。一直到现在呢，还有人认为基督徒是不好的。
Nothing changes.
事实上并没有改变。
So what should we do?
那我们要怎么办呢？
Peter says, Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul.
在今天的第十一节彼得呢彼得就说亲爱的弟兄们你们是客旅是寄居的我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲这私欲是以灵魂征战的。
And then say no to sin, but live such good lives among the pagans,that though they accuse you of doing wrong or evil, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us.
然后他在第十二节呢，就说，你们在这些外邦人当中应该要有好的行为。所以呢，叫这些想要来毁谤你们说一些不是事实话的人呢，因为看见你们有好行为，他们就知道自己错的，他们就会把荣耀归给神。
Live good lives.
所以呢，我们要过一个品性端正的生活。
It doesn't matter what people say about you, live good lives, Peter says.
不管人怎么样的回谤你，我们就是好好过一个好的生活。
And hopefully people will see the good life and come to Jesus.
希望因为这样子的话，有一天他觉醒起来了，他看到我们基督徒原来是这么好的，那他们就会把到神这边来。
Here in 1 Peter, he gives us one example or three examples of how to live good lives. We're going to look at the first one.
在这边呢，彼得呢，他做一些例子，说我们什么样的身份应该要过怎么样生活，他有在三种身份里面来诠释。那我们今天呢，要讲其中的一种。
Good living and the state or the government.
我们在政府下，我们要过一个好品性端正的生活。
We need to submit.
我们首先呢，对政府呢，我们要顺服他的统治。
We must submit to the governing authorities. We must listen to the government.
我们必须要顺服在政府的他的权柄底下，我们要遵从他的吩咐。
Verse 13 and 14, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as a supreme authority or to the governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right.
在今天的第十三节跟第十四节，他提到说，你们为主的缘故要顺服人的一切制度，或是在上的君王，或是君王所派罚恶赏善的君的臣宰。
We don't have an emperor today or a governor, but we have politicians, we have different authorities, we should listen to them.
我们事实上我们今天没有所谓的皇帝或是国王但是呢我们有政府，我们有监察官在管理我们。
In our society, laws are for our protection. Police are there to care for us. The justice system is there to maintain justice.
事实上在这边呢政府它是一般来讲为我们的福祉，那警察呢他是来保护我们的。
We should be good citizens.
我们必须要做一个好的公民。
We should be the best citizens.
我们必须要是最好的公民。
So no one can accuse us of being evil.
所以呢以至于没有人可以指责我们。
Peter says the government should punish evildoers and commend those who do right.
彼得说呢政府他会奖赏那些做好事的人，他会惩罚这些做不好事情的人。
And if we live good lives in verse 15, this is what will happen, for it is God's will that by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men.
所以呢，在第十五节呢，就说神他的旨意呢，原是要我们行善的，可以堵住那糊涂 无知人的口。
If people complain about you as a Christian when they see your good life,They will stop complaining.
当一些人呢他们诽谤我们做不好的事情，但是当我们有好的行为表现的时候呢就会堵住他们的口。
When you show love to others, they will stop complaining.
如果说你能够用爱心来对待他们他们就能够知道你的行为。
When you keep to the speed limit when you're driving, that's good. They will stop complaining.
所以呢，你如果奉公守法，甚至开车的时候也遵守所有的交通秩序，他就知道，基督徒真的是不一样。
Obey the law, and you will silence them.
当你好好的奉公守法，就能够堵住他们的口。
Why did Peter have to say this to the church?
为什么彼得要这样来告诉一些信徒呢
？Verse 16.
在第十六节。
Live as free men and women.But do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as servants of God.
十六节告诉我们说，你们虽然是自由的，但是不可以用自由来遮盖恶毒，总要做神的仆人。
Some people said, "I'm free in Jesus. I can do whatever I like."
有些人说，既然是我们在主里头，主给我们自由，我们可以任何做任何事情嘛。
I'm free. I can cheat.
我是自由人，所以呢，我要欺骗也没有关系。
No, we are free to become servants of God.
不是的，我们是自由，但是自由呢，是要让你成为神的仆人，神的儿女。
So you should not abuse your neighbor. You should not get drunk. You should not cheat on your tax.
所以呢，我们要过一个品性端正的生活。我们不应该对我们。邻居产生一个冲突，那是你缴税的时候呢，我们也要照政府的规定来缴税。
There is the temptation to listen to the government and the people and go with them to their festivals, which leads to sin. He says, "Don't do it."
但是呢，有时候呢，我们可能会太刻意听一些政府的话、旁边话，去做一些不好的事情。
Friends, we must remember. that when we come to Jesus, He changes our hearts and He helps us to live differently.
我们必须要记住，当我们成为神的儿女的时候，我们必须要来听神的话，让我们能够过一个品性端正的生活。
Then in verse 17, something really important is said.
在十七节里面呢，有一个很重要的经文。
Submitting to the state is secondary to obeying God.
事实上，我们顺从政府是第二的。第一，我们应该要顺从神，然后再来顺从政府。
Submitting does not imply total obedience where the state conflicts with God's word.
当我们前面讲到说，我们要顺服神，但是不代表说我们什么事情都来顺服政府，甚至于当他违反到神的命令的时候，我们还是照听。
Verse 17 says, show proper respect to everyone, love the brotherhood of believers, fear God, reverence God, honor the king.
第十七节讲到说，务要尊敬众人，亲爱教宗的弟兄，敬畏神，尊重君王。
Fear God, trust God, honor the king. Both of those things.
我们要敬畏神，要尊敬君王，这是两件事情。
But God must come first.
但是呢，神要摆在第一。
If the government tells you to do something against God, you must listen to God, not the government.
如果说政府叫你说不要听神的话，那我们要听神的话，而不是听政府的话。
God tells you to do something, and the politician tells you to do something else, you listen to God.
当政府或是一些政客呢叫你说不要顺从神，那你不要听他的。
If the policeman tells you to do something and God says to do something else, you listen to God.
如果一些政客叫你去做这件事情，但是神却要你做另外一件事情，我们要听神的话。
When God tells you to preach the gospel and share the gospel, and people say, don't talk about Jesus, you're still going to talk about Jesus.
当政府呢说你们不要去传福音了，但是呢神的命令是我们要往普天下去传福音，我们不要听他，我们要听神的。
Peter, who wrote this letter, spent some time in jail.
彼得呢当他在使徒行传呢，他也经历到他给我们一个榜样。
In Acts chapter 4, verses 18 to 20, Peter and John were in prison for preaching the gospel.
在使徒行传第四章十八到二十节的时候，当彼得跟约翰因为传福音，结果呢被当时的官员呢逮捕到监狱里面去。
The authorities said, "Stop preaching, and we'll let you go."
当时的政权呢告诉他们说，你们不可以再传讲耶稣。
They said, "Judge for yourselves whether it is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God, for we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." After further threats, they let them go.
这时候呢，当他们要求彼得跟约翰这样子的时候呢，他们回答说：“听从你们，不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理？你们自己酌量吧。我们所看见、所听见的，不能不说。”
Friends, obedience to God always comes first.
弟兄姐妹，听从神是我们优先顺序第一个一定要遵守的。
We must not be silent. We must work smarter, but we must not be silenced.
我们当我们需要说话的时候，我们不应该都不说话。我们必须要聪明一点，但是我们有一些当发生的时候，我们不能够不表达我们的立场。
Let's think about China for a moment, where many of you come from.
我们来想一想中国的情形。我们大部分都从中国来的。
There is the official church and the unofficial church.
据我了解呢，在中国有一些是政府许可的教会，有一些是地下教会。
Sometimes the official church is controlled by the government.
有时候呢这个政府许可的教会呢，有时候它必须要来配合政府。
So some people gather in the unofficial church, and that's illegal.
当有一些人呢，他们就不愿意到这所谓的三自教会他们是到地下教会，这是不合法的。
Is that right or is that wrong?
这个是因为安妮牧师在之前还跟我讨论那因为你们的了解的情形应该比我知道，不知道我这样讲的是不是是就是现在的情况。
I think God comes first, and sometimes you have to meet in homes and against the government to follow Jesus.
我相信呢，为了神的缘故，有时候呢，我们只好违反政府的规定，我们就在家里头聚会。
I read some of the laws 15 years ago about the church in China, and it said that children under 18 were not allowed to be brought to church to learn about God.
在15年前呢，我接收到的信息是这样子，如果说你在18岁的之前呢，没有任何人可以跟他传福音，邀他到教会去。
So you have to teach the children at home.
所以呢，在这种情况下，如果你的小孩子还没有满18岁，你就不能把他带到教会来。
Some places of China, pastors are arrested, churches are destroyed.
我也听说在中国的时候很多信徒被逮捕，教会呢被破坏。
It is difficult for many Chinese believers.
所以呢，我可以想象出来是在中国的信徒是多么的艰难。
I think it's getting better in many places, but still difficult.
我想呢，现在情况应该是有一些改善了，但是呢，还是有很多地方呢，他们是非常困难的。
So you want to submit to the authorities God says, but God comes first. God
所以呢，这种情况下。没有错，当政府有这种要求的时候，我们要尽量去遵守，但是如果违反神的命令的时候，我们要听的是神的命令。
I heard a Greek preacher one day, and he told me the story where he and two other men were sentenced to 4.5 years in jail in Greece, where I was born, for sharing the gospel with someone.
我听到一个新闻呢，有一个希腊人，他告诉我说，有两个人到希腊传福音，一个是美国人，一个英国人。结果因为传福音的缘故呢，他们竟然被抓到监狱里面去。
They shared the gospel. This young man, 20, 21 years of age, believed in Jesus. The mother complained and went to court, and they were sentenced on a very old law. It says you could not convert someone.
他们向一个21岁的年轻人。传福音，结果呢，这个年轻人的母亲父母竟然来控告他，让他们下监狱。那这个法律的规定呢，是根基在很多年前一个很古老的法律来宣判的。
After a lot of prayer and a lot of work in the courts, they were released. Praise God.
结果呢，还好，经过弟兄姐妹为他们祷告，那他们一直在上诉。到最后呢，他们还是被释放了。
They continue to preach throughout Greece.
他们还是继续在希腊里面呢，继续的来传讲福音。
And that ministry takes Bibles, and they go from island to island, and they hand out Bibles to Greek people. One day they may get arrested.
所以呢，他们就是到因为希腊有很多岛，他们就一个岛一个岛。拿着圣经去分给他们圣经，希望有一天他们能够 得到这个神的救恩。
The government says no, God says yes, go.
后来政府还是许可说可以了，因为你传神的福音可以，你们就去吧。
But you have to be smart, be careful you don't get arrested.
但是呢有一些地方比较危险，我们还必须要用我们从神给我们的智慧来传福音。
I know a young man who was a missionary in Turkey.
我认识有一个年轻人呢，他是在希腊的宣教士。
You know, it's a Muslim country. You are not allowed to evangelize.
事实上，在土耳其呢，在土耳其，对，土耳其呢，它是回教国家，没有人被许可能够传基督教信仰。
I said, "What happened?" He said, "I got caught. They threw me out of the country."
我问他说情形怎么样呢？他说呢，结果呢，我被抓起来了，结果呢被他们赶出他们的国家。
I said, "What did you do next?" And he said, "I waited for 1 week, then I drove 300 kilometers to another place, and I went into Turkey again."
结果他说呢我被踢出来以后呢，我就再停一两个礼拜，然后呢，转了几百公里呢，从另外一个地方进入土耳其。
Most missionaries in the world today have to be very smart in taking the gospel because the government says, do not come to my country.
事实上宣教士呢，在国外的宣教士，特别有一些特殊的国家一些宣教士呢，他们是非常的困难，他们必须要靠着神的保守和神的智慧来宣传神的福音。
Why don't they just stay home in Australia? Why? I'll tell you why.
为什么呢？他们要这么辛苦？他们在澳洲这么 美好的地方就好了嘛？为什么他们要这样做？
Because Jesus said, "Go to the ends of the earth and take my good news. It doesn't matter what it costs."
因为耶稣在大使命告诉我们说，你们要去传福音，直到地极。
Trust God, honor the King, he says.
我们要相信神比顺服神顺服政权还要重要。
Let me give you an illustration about Australia.
让我来跟你们讲一个在澳洲发生的例子。
I have a license from the government to perform wedding ceremonies.
对我们这边的牧师来讲呢，我们有为人家证婚的证照。
That's good, and I married men and women together.
这是一个很好的，这样的话呢，我就可以为一些想要结婚的人证婚。
If the government changes the law and accepts homosexual marriage,
也如果说有一天政府他接受了同性可以结婚的话
，and two men come to me and say, "Will you marry us?"
结果呢？如果说有两个男人来到我这边说，你可不可以为我们证婚
？Or two women，
或是两个女人
？And I say no。
如果说不可以
，I have to be careful because they could take me to court and sue me for discrimination。
这样的话呢？我就可能会被控诉说我是歧视他们。
Very complicated these days。
如果在那种情形下的话呢，可能会非常的。
And if the government says I have to do the wedding, I will hand in my license.
如果政府规定说不行，你一定要做，那我如果不做的话呢，我必须把我的证照交出去。
If the government says we have to do the weddings, all the Baptist pastors will hand in their license.
如果说政府规定说同性恋你必须要跟他证婚。那我们没有办法，只好把我们的证照全部都交出去。
Then everyone will have to go to the registry in the city to get married.
在这种情况下呢，就牧师就不没有办法为你们证婚了，所以呢，必须要到政府的那个注册处那个地方去证婚。
We will still do a wedding ceremony, but that will be the official one. Ours will be just a lovely church service.
在教会里面我们可能会为一些弟兄姐妹为他们证婚。但是呢，他们要正式的得到这个登记呢，就必须要到政府的机构去。
In China, you have to work out how to put God first and honor the leaders. In Australia, we have to work out how to put God first and still honor our leaders.
在中国呢，你被要求一定要先顺服政府。那事实上，在澳洲呢，同样慢慢也会产生这些情形。
It's sometimes very difficult.
这种情形下可能就会变成很困难。
But we must remember, God says, "Live good lives, that we will silence the enemies of the gospel."
但是呢，我们必须要常常提醒我们自己，圣经告诉我们说，我们要过一个品性端正的生活，这样子的话，就可以堵住那些毁谤我们的人的口。
May God help us to put Him first always.
愿神帮助我们，让我们永远。将神居首位，就好像我们今天唱的诗歌《将心归你》。
Let's pray together.
让我们一块来祷告。
Dear God, please help us to live good lives in this world.
主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们能够过一个品性端正的生活。
To resist sin.
让我们能够抵挡这些罪恶。
And to be holy.
让我们能够过一个圣洁的生活。
Help us to put you first.
让我们能够将你帮助我们，让我们能够将你摆在第一位。
And help us to be good citizens in our society.
让我们也能够成为我们左右邻舍一个良好的公民。
And to you be the glory.
让你的名能够得到荣耀。阿门。